Cliff, what about the issue of safety of bevacizumab and bringing it into the adjuvant setting? What are the discussions that are going on right now as those trials are being planned?
In the adjuvant setting, in contrast to metastatic disease, the combination is going to be largely with paclitaxel as a first pass and to a lesser degree with the anthracyclines. And there is some concern for cardiac safety with the anthracyclines, so the way that the ECOG pilot study was conducted is interesting. I've never seen a design like this before. They gave the first 25 patients dose-dense AC and paclitaxel with Bev. They then switched so that the next 50 patients in this non-randomized trial didn't start the Bev until the paclitaxel portion. That would let them get some time to see the safety signal with the anthracycline. And then the last cohort of 25 backfills the first cohort and goes back to the upfront use. And based on that safety data, assuming that there's safety, then the randomized trial that ECOG is planning can proceed. I do want to just say something which is tangentially related to this, and that is that we do have to take off our blinders, but bevacizumab is broadly used in a variety of solid tumors, GI malignancies, lung cancer, et cetera, at this point. And so we should really be careful not to pigeonhole ourselves too much. Just because in breast cancer, the most striking positive data was with paclitaxel, to my mind, does not remotely support the notion that that's the only drug that one can combine it with. It's given with so many other drugs and combinations across solid tumors.
Chuck?
And I think the adjuvant trials with the tissue collection correlative work are really going to be the things that tell us what's going on. I guess some concern I have when I hear about us figuring out what to do in phase two studies and then designing the phase threes is if we're wrong at that step, we're going to miss something. We're going to be heading down the wrong road. By keeping the trials a little bit broader and use them to confirm what you think you learned in your phase twos, we'll have opportunity to confirm what is important, but also possibly identify some things that might have been missed otherwise. So I think with the targeted therapies in particular, the adjuvant studies with collection of blocks and good correlative science is going to be essential to really understand what we just did, not going forward so much.
And just to follow up on that, I've been fascinated by the evolution of the NSABP neoadjuvant trial design, the next trial, B40. Can you comment on the decision that was made to include bevacizumab in that study?
B40 was designed as a study initially to evaluate chemotherapy regimens adding to Taxotere, not terribly exciting, but there were some questions we thought were reasonable to address. But when the bevacizumab data came out, it seemed reasonable to pull the study back and change it to a 3x2 to incorporate that, which is what we've done. It's delayed us 6 to 8 months getting the study activated, but we're close to getting it activated.
Where are we right now, Hope, in terms of predictors of response to bevacizumab? Dabu was talking about Sandy's papers, or a bunch of other studies out there. Anything that looks promising?
In terms of something you can evaluate in tissue, there really isn't anything that has shown a correlation with response. We're looking at blood markers, but I think that we're going to need to be looking at much more complicated markers of response and resistance than simply circulating levels of VEGF.